This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 926. Darn it, you can't say some words on IELTS.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Are there words that are inappropriate or offensive that should be avoided on the IELTS exam? Oh my gosh, yes. Today we tell you four words to avoid, as well as a few that you can use to sound more native and natural on IELTS speaking. Aubrey, how's your week going so far?
I'm doing all right. What about you?
I
didn't really answer because all I can talk about is negative things about homeschool online. So I kind of avoided the question.
That's
like,
so funny.
What about you? How are you?
I know. You know, that's something that maybe your mom said to you growing up. You know, we are going to talk about some appropriate and inappropriate things to say on your IELTS exam. We have a great discussion coming up today, guys. But it does connect to this because as we grew up, like, our moms would let us or not let us say certain things. And something my mom would say sometimes is like, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all. And it's terrible because I have found myself saying that to James sometimes. And I'm like, oh gosh, I sound like my mom. I literally do. But it is like, it is something that we have to, I think, especially right now, have these discussions with kids and really make these decisions like, how much is it okay to dive into feeling anxious or voicing our feelings, right? But when does that become detrimental? Like, it's this really careful balance right now for a lot of us, I think.
That's a really good point because, yeah, my kids will get really frustrated and they'll dwell on it.
Yes,
and it,
right.
You see them kind of spiral and then they're not using their time effectively because they just want to sulk or be upset. And at some point, yeah, you need to let them feel that a little bit. But then, okay, totally. We got to get back to work here.
Yeah, you know, we got to make some tough calls as parents. Mm-hmm. And guys, we know that as a student studying for IELTS, preparing to get a 7 or higher, maybe that magic 8777 you need to immigrate to Canada, it's easy to spiral out into panic too sometimes. Yes. That's why it is so essential to have teachers like us that you can ask questions to. We answer every single question that comes through our closed Facebook group for Three Keys IELTS, guys. Over 2,200 students have already come through there and been active in the group, asking questions and not spiraling, right? So we're actually going to talk about a couple questions we saw in there recently, right?
Yeah, exactly. They're two separate ones and they're kind of related. And it's about what is appropriate to talk about on IELTS or some words that might be crass or might be inappropriate. And this is difficult for a non-native to know when it comes to like curse words or adjusting curse words, which are appropriate, which might offend someone. And you definitely need to know this, what you can use on the IELTS exam.
Well, you know, it also connects thematically with what we talked about yesterday, guys. If you didn't listen to that episode, go back. We talk about informal and formal phrases. Oh, wait. No, that's the business one.
Yes, the bonus. Check that out.
You are going to hear us talk about this next week, guys. How to be formal and informal, right? What do we say in speaking part one as a filler compared to speaking part three? So definitely, guys, keep your eyes out for that bonus that you're going to hear next week. But we talk about this in the web class coming up. Lindsay and I are doing a business web class, but all of the information in there is necessary for IELTS as well. How do we know when to switch tones and what does that sound like? So guys, grab your spot for this business web class, the very first one, September 18th and 22nd. Sign up now. Go to allearsenglish.com/real. Okay, what is this first question about appropriacy?
Okay, so the question was, is it correct to describe something as sacred in speaking part two? For example, if this question was about sleeping, the student was saying they might say, sleeping is something sacred to me. This is a really great question because, yeah, you're like, okay, it's not actually sacred. I'm exaggerating.
Well, what does that mean, sacred?
Yeah, that's a good question, right? So if something is sacred to you, you hold it especially dear, as usually related to your faith system, either your religion or your values or your belief. You hold something sacred when it's linked to your belief system.
Yeah, so we use it as an adjective to describe something that is the most important, the most pure, the most important thing to not ruin, right? Or not dirty somehow, right? So sacred is often connected to like, this is the most important thing to me ever, but it is usually related to religion. Like in Catholicism, I think it's the sacrament, right? Or yes. In a lot of religions, the sacrament. So the root of that word, sacred and sacrament, it does have religious roots for sure. But just that adjective sacred, we don't use it always linked to religion today. It can just as like this hyperbole, right? This exaggeration of like, sleeping is the most important thing to me ever. It is sacred.
Exactly. Yeah, I recently did an IELTS video about this. It was called The Perfect Hyperbole for IELTS Speaking and Writing, because you guys should definitely exaggerate on the IELTS exam. Natives do this all the time. So it's a very native, natural thing for you to do. To say something like this, sleeping is sacred to me, or I would say snacks are sacred for me. Snacks are sacred.
Oh my gosh, I feel like all food is sacred to me. Yes. This, guys, definitely check out our YouTube channel. We have revamped it. We have a new plan, sort of, to bring you more videos on there. We have hundreds and hundreds of videos, guys. So if you are new to our YouTube channel, we've made it very easy to learn from us over there. We made some new playlists. So each playlist is short and consumable, maximum 10 videos in each playlist, sort of a best of, right? For vocab, for speaking and writing. So guys, definitely check it out. IELTS Energy TV on YouTube. Okay. So here's another question. And it's funny. Okay. I guess everything today is like, is it appropriate to use religious words or offensively religious words potentially right. On IELTS? I think that's what we're talking about, guys. And oh my gosh, I can't imagine any other IELTS podcast even remotely getting close to questions like this, but not us. We are unafraid. So just real fast, before we get to some vocabulary, guys, that could really help you sound natural, native, and still inoffensive on the speaking test, I want to just address a question I got from a student recently. We were doing a speaking mock test on Skype, a one-on-one class, and she was answering a question about a book. I asked if a book makes a good present, and she was like, I'm not sure if I should talk about being Catholic, but I do like to give religious books to close friends if I think that will help them. And that there's nothing wrong with that, guys. The examiner does not care what religion you are or aren't, for that matter. You are not graded on that. In fact, you are graded on seeming authentic, right? On being able to answer honestly. So guys, don't hide your religion, right? Especially if it is something that is literally sacred to you, that is like really important to you, that defines you. Don't hide it, right? Talk about it. Because you know what happens if you do try and hide that stuff? You hesitate, you pause, you sound inauthentic and uninteresting. So guys, don't hide that. You're not graded on it. It's completely appropriate to talk about.
Yeah, you could definitely say, I gave a Bible to a friend last week, or, oh, I've been reading the Quran, and talk about something in the Quran. You can definitely share that. I love how you said it makes you more authentic. It's going to make you also relax when you're able to just be yourself and say the first thing that comes to mind without stopping yourself.
That's a very good point. And I guess, you know, for many people, their faith is comforting, right? So I think that could be a strategy for you. And then on the other side, if you're not religious, you could say that too, okay? It doesn't matter. Just be honest. Be yourself. Be relaxed and confident.
Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. Using formal and informal phrases is essential for your IELTS score. And also in the business world, one of the key factors that will determine how native you sound is correctly using formal and informal phrases and intonation. In our upcoming web class, we will share examples of switching tones between formal, informal, and semi-formal. So sign up at allearsenglish.com/real. Space is limited, so you don't want to wait until the last minute. Grab your spot today at allearsenglish.com/REAL, real.
Okay, now let's get into some vocabulary phrases. Now, did a student ask you this about, like, if saying heck is appropriate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a student posted in Facebook and asked, is it polite to say, I don't know what the heck is going on? So this is a really good question because heck is an adjusted curse word, right? And it's also a word that can have reference to religion. We probably can't say it or we'll get flagged for Apple Podcasts. So
exactly. We probably do not know what we're talking about.
Exactly. But also, this word is considered offensive by a lot of people and sort of crass, sort of a crass way of speaking, meaning that it's not polite. So yeah, that's a good question. Is it polite? No. It's impolite.
You know, that's very interesting. I would come to the same conclusion. I would give the same advice, but not for the same reasons, because I don't think it is. I mean, it is highly dependent on where you live, right? Where I live, this is not offensive to like almost anybody. It's not, you know, not lots of people would be offended by this word in Portland. This is something I personally say all the time. Like, oh, what the heck? Like, it's just that I say it all the time. But I knew perhaps Aubrey, where you grew up, maybe that's different, right? People would find it offensive. Yeah. So guys, that's not the point. The point is that if it is possible that someone would be offended by this word, don't say it on the exam. It's not going to increase your score, so don't take the risk. Another word to not say on the exam is to say something sucks. And yes, you're going to hear native speakers say this all the time. Great slang that we do say constantly. But again, like some people would say, think, feel it is inappropriate on your IELTS exam. So guys, those are two words we're telling you to stay away from because with vocabulary, we don't want to take any risks on exam day, right?
Exactly. And there are two more, frickin' and freaking. And for the same thing, like you just don't know who might be offended by these words. Even though they're not officially a curse word or a swear word, as we say, they will offend some people. And you don't want to take that risk of the examiner thinking it's inappropriate or being offended. So these, just avoid saying them on the IELTS exam.
I love it. Okay, so those are four phrases to avoid, to not use. You can use with friends before or after the exam. Great, go for it, but don't say them to the examiner.
Yeah. And it's probably tricky because you're going to hear us say them. You're going to hear natives say them all the time. And it's hard to know, you know, oh, I hear them all the time. So maybe okay for IELTS. So yeah, this is why you listen to our podcast. We can tell you, don't use these on the test.
So guys, you might wonder, like, how do we know? Well, I have taught IELTS, guys, for 16 years by now. I was an IELTS examiner for 14 years in two different countries, three different cities. So I'm saying I've known a lot of examiners. I've been through a lot of examiner trainings. And you know what? You can't guarantee how conservative or liberal the examiner is, right? And that's why I'm like, guys, I'm just being honest with you. Better safe than sorry. Don't say those four words. Okay. Yeah. But what is totally fine to say, something that I think is cute that I say all the time. Oh, shoot. So you could say this, guys, anytime you're telling a story about being upset or you're quoting what someone says in a problematic situation or like telling a story of what happened to you that morning. You could be like, okay, I'm sorry. I'm a little bit frazzled right now. My alarm went off late and I was like, oh, shoot, I'm going to be late for the exam.
Yeah, exactly. Or the beginning of any question, you could say, shoot, that's a good question. Right?
Totally.
We use it all the time. And it's funny because this isn't changed that much from the similar word that is a curse, but we just don't associate the two. I don't know anyone, including my mom and my grandma, who would be offended by this word. You can definitely use it on IELTS.
Oh, my gosh. This this is vanilla, this one.
Right.
We say vanilla is like so clean, guys. Good slang there. But yeah, this is something that I picture saying in like a Midwestern accent because it seems so like inoffensive. You know, like, oh, shoot. Like something from like Minnesota. Wow, second episode in a row I'm doing an accent.
Nice. So okay. I like it. Get your Fargo accent. Have you seen the TV show Fargo? If you guys haven't seen it.
I mean, the
movie was amazing, but then they did a TV show, maybe made for Netflix, and it's so good with that fun Midwestern accent. Yeah, check it out.
Fargo was actually on IFC, but you can see it on Hulu. I'm sure students can find Hulu, it in other places. But original movie, Coen Brothers, seriously, so one of my favorites of all time.
So good.
Okay, so some other ways you could be expressive. And you know what, guys? These phrases are like great informal filler phrases, things that natives would say at the beginning of an answer, right? So for example, the examiner asks you a tough question or an unfamiliar question. You could say, oh my gosh, I was really afraid you would ask me that. Dang it. I do not like museums. Okay. I'll just be honest. Like, that's not true, but that's just an example. So, oh my gosh, or dang, or dang it, or darn. Guys, I'm telling you, to get a 7 or higher for vocab, you have to sound interesting, and no other students are saying these words.
Right. And it's just so native and natural. You say any of those, they're going to be like, ooh, is this a native taking the exam just to see what they'll get? Like, it's true. They're not going to hear them very often. And it's so native to throw these in to your speech.
Yes, definitely practice saying a couple of these phrases, guys, whatever feels comfortable to you, because you have to sound comfortable saying it before exam day. So choose a couple, practice saying them. And I could tell you, like, if a candidate said something like this on the exam, when I was examining, I would just be delighted. Yeah, I would. I would smile and maybe giggle to myself. It would just relax, you know, the whole atmosphere. So a lot of reasons to use these on your speaking test, guys. And remember, for more knowledge about switching tones, how do natives sound when we are informal and formal? Check out our business web class, guys. You can attend September 18th or 22nd, but sign up now. Put it in your schedule. Go to allearsenglish.com/real, R-E-A-L. And remember, guys, if you're not a subscriber to IELTS Energy TV, go over and check it out. I have just gone through and reorganized some stuff for you so it is easier to use. So check out IELTS Energy TV on YouTube.
Yes, there's so much good content there. I love creating those videos, and it's so fun, and then reading the comments. So you guys are missing a lot if you're not subscribed there. We post 2 episodes a week. There's so much good stuff, so definitely check it out.
Yes, awesome. All right, Aubrey. Well, I hope your week gets better. And gosh darn it, you're the best.
Right. Shoot, Jessica.
Oh my gosh,
I love recording with you. So fun.
So fun. All right, I'll see you next week, Aubrey.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.